up in the morning, he says, I said, he's too hot, I'm going to die.
Oh.
He said, yeah, you got the heat on.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
Even
when
I just, you want to fuck you.
Oh,
yeah,
my
cousin, one of my uncles, she says she changed a drink for me. I don't know what was in, but she went there, she took that one over here, she put a ginger ale over. Fuck shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. So I went there, I drink them, I don't know the difference. I oh, she was so happy, she said, everybody look, you don't know you drink the ginger.
Oh. Oh, funny.
Oh, my
goodness. The top of the fair.
That was beautiful.
The Pacquiano that you knew, his name was Carlo?
Carlos.
Carlo.
Carlo or Carlos? The mm-hmm.
Pacquiano. Nino's father.
No,
my uncle?
No, it was the relation between the Pacquiano.
Carlo.
The
Nardin Carlo. You throw a motor.
Oh, they found him dead in the Frank Valley. He must have come in the 1700s.
1700.
Yeah.
It was the first. And then my aunt come.
She in Coima, she came in 1900.
1905 or something.
Yeah. And the Bugliolis and stuff were... That's Giuseppe Buglioli married Catalina Fracchioni. How come all the Bugliolis left?
Well, they had relation there, because before we come to Canada, Carolina Buglioli, she wrote her brother, you know, John?
Giovanni, right.
Yes. To go where she come from, that they sold some property.
Oh, they sold property.
They sold some property.
I know they went there. You are Batista.
They went there. You are
Batista. Batista Gianni.
My cousin that married that, your cousin that she looked
like
you.
Like
Enos, the mother.
Enos.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Her husband had a car, so they went from Milan, the two brothers and the nephew, and his brother was driving the car. They went up there,
Peter.
They come,
Peter.
And they
Peter.
Sold the land, and they give the money
to somebody. Dude.
To somebody from New York, they give the money to take her back.
Oh.
I remember that way back.
Me, I thought you were...
Because crazy. I looked. On the maps, for there are no Buglioli still in northern Italy, but a lot of Fracchioni's, a lot of
we asked
Marianina in La Colombina in Pecoraro.
Ferri,
yeah.
Era Giumarogna, era Ferri, ogni due ore.
But no more
Buglioli. No Buglioli. I don't know. They were from Treviso. They were up that way.
Travo and Babiano, that area.
Babiano, here is in Piemonte.
The other side, just east, on the other side of the mountain.
Yeah.
Because when we were going to drive there, we came through Travo, and we had to go all the way down to Babio, and then back up to Pecoraro.
Oh, I know Pecoraro. They were up that way because they went. Giovanni and his brother, the one his daughter, Sicinis.
You were still in
Belen. I'm good,
Belen.
And they went there and they sold the property. It was somebody from New York. They were there from Pecoraro, from where we come from.
Yeah.
And
let me do it. Then.
She signed the paper that
I feel sorry
she
for
could,
you.
They could sell.
The property.
The property, and they brought the money back and they gave them to those people to take them back to her in New York. But I don't know how much, because it couldn't be that much. I mean. But they